Welcome to the Mind Health Coach Program with Leah Marie here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. You can learn more about Leah's coaching services at mindhealthcoach.com. Thank you for joining us today as we journey into the discovery of natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today.
Welcome to the Mind Health Coach Program. I'm Leah Marie, your host, and you're listening to a Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast. My show is played every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And to learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. You can also visit my website at mindhealthcoach.com. And I always welcome emails, any questions you might have about things I bring up on the show, or if you want more information about events, or if you'd like to book a coaching session with me, you can visit my website, mindhealthcoach.com, and send it through the contact page, or you can actually send me an email. I'll receive it at info@mindhealthcoach.com. And so I'm, you know, very happy. I haven't recorded a show with my kind of perspective on things for a little bit, and really excited to spend some time today doing that. I really want to address something that I'm kind of calling perspective therapy, and it's all about our perspective in life. When we're looking at all different situations that are surrounding us, all of these things environmentally that are coming into our reality, it's really about how we are perceiving each event that's coming in front of us. Or, you know, and it can be anything that is work-related, or it can be something to do with a family member, or it can be, you know, a relationship issue. It could be financial stressors. It's all in how we perceive it. And so when we're taking a perspective, I saw a video the other day about attachments and our attachment to others, you know, in our lives, and how that attachment factor really is something that we have more control over than we realize. You know, we look at love sometimes like we've got to be chasing that love, or being really like out there about the love, or trying to make things happen in relationships. It's not always the best space to come from, because it affects you if there's something that goes wrong. And so if you hold a perspective of non-attachment, meaning that whatever is coming into your reality is a lesson, or it is something for you to experience to improve your and enhance your growth in this life, then you're actually becoming like inquisitive about everything that comes into your space, and it changes the whole perspective of the experience when you're coming from it. From that space. I was actually with a friend the other night, and we were talking about that, you know, in more depth, and how, you know, some things could really affect us if we didn't have that, you know, area in our expertise that we experience a non-attachment to some of these issues. And if you hold on to things and you kind of, I don't want to say obsessive, be obsessive about it, but if you hold on to things and you're always concerned and you're always worried and you're always stressing, then it's only affecting you and your health in the long run. So it's best to start looking at these things as, okay, you know, what do I need to do? I mean, we live in a world where we do have to take action. We do have to do things. We can't just sit back and watch things float by like we're at the movie theater. We actually do have to participate in some of these aspects of our life that are coming through into our reality, and that we do have to get perspective. But it's gaining a perspective that will not bring you stress, anxiety, worry, grief. And I'm not talking about the fact that you just ignore your feelings, because feelings are indicators of where you have to change, how you have to, you know, maybe eliminate certain factors that are bringing you too much stress and anxiety. And so, you know, there's people in our life that are, you know, that bring a lot of stress, that cause a lot of anxiety, that drain our energy. And when we're looking at self-love, self-care, it's important that we kind of monitor our environment and see what is bringing us the stress, what is bringing us the anxiety. And some things, you know, can't be avoided. For instance, like a family member that is a close family member, you know, in your immediate family, something could be happening to them. I know several people in my area that are actually dealing with children that are addicted to drugs right now. The opioid crisis is really causing a lot of stress and anxiety and grief, and, you know, it's serious. And a lot of parents are kind of unaware of how to handle the stress and anxiety that comes from not knowing what's going on with your child, not knowing where that child is, and, you know, not even knowing if they're okay. And when you're faced with that, it's hard to just say, oh, I'm going to sit back and have, you know, a non-attachment to this, because it's impossible. You have to obviously have interactions, and you want the best for your children. So that is a circumstance where it's hard to say, oh, just change your perspective on this situation. I really think that it's important to keep in mind, though, where you're trying to help, and it not be taken advantage of at the same time, because that can happen. And so it's important that you help and give love and you give insight and you speak with your child that's having this issue and continue to you know, explore ways to help them heal. But you have to understand that what they're doing today is not a result of what you did yesterday. It's not that you were not a good parent. You have to realize that this is a crisis that many parents are facing. And gaining support from others that are going through it too is really critical. So it's finding that group that you can connect with that is going through a lot of the same things and exploring ways to manage this. You know, I have a friend that actually is very involved in some different groups, because her son was involved in a drug crisis, and she was very stressed out, and we'd speak frequently. And, you know, I think that the perspective that I kept bringing to her was helpful. So also reaching out beyond people that are experiencing this that can be supportive is a good thing to do for yourself as well, to keep things in perspective, that this is a crisis, that this is something that a lot of Americans are facing at this point in time. And it is horrible. It's not something to take lightly, but we can all just keep learning about how to help these individuals that are caught up in a cycle of really self-destruction get out of it. And, you know, we can't take it on as ourselves, because then they won't have that lifeline to pull them out of it. So we have to maintain our, you know, our self-love and self-care throughout these times. And that's just one aspect. You know, when you have a situation with a family member that's going through some really traumatic stuff and causing a lot of trauma, there's other aspects too, like financial stress. A lot of people experience that. And I've been, you know, I feel like I'm really blessed, because even in the most dire of times, I've just maintained a focus that, and this is a great technique to keep in mind, but maintaining a focus that everything is okay and I am supported. And when I keep that focus, it's really interesting to me how things play out. And, you know, sometimes we discount, like, the higher level that's kind of overseeing our earth self. we kind of forget that there's energy that's greater than us, that's overseeing things. And if you tap into that, it's a matter of tapping in or I like to say you change the channel to actually being able to communicate and gain that frequency from that higher level that's advising us. You actually do receive. You actually are supported. And I feel like there's miracles that have happened in my life that, there's no answer for why or how it happened, but things have come to me. I really was feeling some stress and anxiety the other day, and I have a Buddha statue in my yard, and I'm not a Buddhist, but I am open to, all of the ascended masters and feeling sometimes very aligned with certain energies. And so I went and I sat with my Buddha statue in honor of Buddha. It was actually his birthday over the past weekend in South Asia, I think it is. They celebrate Buddha's birthday at this time of year. And so I, in honor of Buddha, went to the Buddha statue, and I had a little flower blooming on one of my bushes, my bleeding heart bushes, and I took that as a as an offering, and I placed it in my meditating Buddha, Buddha's hands, and I just asked to help humanity. I asked to help myself. I asked to receive support in that, I was feeling some stress and anxiety, and I sat in nature. My daffodils are blooming around Buddha, and it just was a beautiful moment, and so then I actually came inside, and I had asked Buddha, I said, can I please have a gift? Can I have some sort of sign that will show me that I'm being led by, a higher source? Because sometimes we all need confirmation that there is that higher source. So later that evening, I was meditating, and I took out a deck of cards. It was actually my Ascended Master's cards, and I was shuffling, and my card that fell out was regarding meditation, and it was the Ascended Master Buddha, like connecting with Buddha. And I felt so blessed, because that was a moment of confirmation and affirmation that I am supported. And so when you do ask for those signs, I mean, it was very blatant, and I had asked that. I was specific when I sat and meditated outside with Buddha. I asked for a specific message that I would be assured that I was supported and everything was okay. And that's what happened for me. I'm sure I'm not the only person who experiences these wonderful messages from the unseen. And, I know there's many people out there that have, on a daily basis, different confirmations and affirmations that we are supported. But that was one of my experiences from the past few days that I felt compelled to share, because it just really touched my heart, and it made me feel so loved and supported. And that is something that we don't often tap into during our daily routine, during things that crop up, when we're having some stress and anxiety. And it's there for us always, this unseen support. And so I just want to remind you, that's an aspect when you're dealing with something very serious, or when you're dealing with something that is just a crisis in the moment, like, for instance, something going wrong at work. Just tap in. And, as all of my normal listeners, those folks that tune in on a regular basis know about me, I'm a huge proponent of meditation. And I feel that it is critical, as well as helpful for your overall well-being, to be meditating on a daily basis. And the research is showing from different organizations such as Harvard and other prestigious institutions that 12 to 27 minutes daily of meditation is actually helpful for your brain. It rewires your thinking. And so if you're having catastrophic thinking, if you're thinking thoughts that are very negative all the time, if you find yourself in that space, if you find yourself going through a time in your life where it's so difficult to try to pull yourself out of the mud, it's time to shift it up. It's time to bring a disruptor in. And there's so many ways to do that, but everyday meditation is critical. And meditating not on the circumstances that are bringing you the stress and anxiety, but meditating on asking for positive solutions or support, showing you different ways to manage, meditating on something that brings positivity to you versus stress and worrisome thinking. So, you know, I also am very, very connected to nature. I really, really appreciate nature. I find that when I go outside and just like, you know, I am a tree hugger. I'm an admitted tree hugger. And when I go outside and I just touch one of my trees that are in my yard that are, you know, have been around for a while, I feel that wisdom. I feel that healing. I feel the energy coursing through that tree, but I also feel tremendous love. And I can't describe why I feel that, but I do feel it coming into me. And I send out the love, too, to that tree. I will. I have a couple trees that are my favorite trees to hug, and we have a great relationship, and I go out frequently, and I will place my hands on the trees, and it's amazing the feedback I get when I connect with that tree. I just feel the source within that tree sending the energy out to me, and it's always positive. I never feel any negative vibes. I just feel tremendous love and wisdom. And I just sit with that, and it's so healing. It can change my mood in a moment. It can bring me into such a tremendous amount of gratitude. And then that transpires to change my perspective. So we're back to the perspective. When I get out there, I'm breathing that fresh air. I'm looking at this source of love in front of me. That's such an amazing thing, this tree that's been here for, you know, I have a couple that have probably been around for 100 years or so. And I'm admiring. They've been sitting on this earth, drawing in from Mother Earth for so many more years than me. So they've seen so much more. And it's amazing. It's just amazing the energy and the feedback that I get. And I sit with that. And it's very, very powerful. So that's one technique that I utilize. There's so many different things that you can do yourself. Like I was with a friend yesterday who was telling me, you know, nature really isn't something that they connect to. And that surprises me because I do so much work in nature when I'm needing stress management, when I'm needing a disruptor. Like I'll call it a disruptor. Like they're talking about, you know, things that are in the economy that are disruptors, like, you know, or that are industry disruptors, like Facebook was a disruptor and Amazon's a disruptor. Well, I call nature, you know, a way for me to be bringing in some sort of disruptor to get me out of that bad cycle of thinking. So when I'm having that bad cycle of thinking, I will jump out in nature and connect. And some people, like I said, they don't feel that same way. So it's a matter of what you need to bring to your senses that will show you the way out of the cycle of negative thinking. And there's different things that we can do. We can, you know, spend time with our pets. We can spend time with a friend that really brings us good energy, you know, and we don't have to be vampires about that. We can just call them up and really be mindful of our approach when we're talking to people, not be, you know, saying, I need your help, or, you know, that's not the right approach when you want to work yourself out of the cyclical negative thinking. You don't want to be talking about the negative thinking constantly. There are professionals that can help you with that. There are coaches that can help you with that negative talk. But you don't want to poison your really positive resources that are out there that are friends and family that are bringing you such positivity that you can learn how to be in that state in any circumstances. There are people out there that can keep their perspective in a positive place when, you know, even the most difficult situations are coming across their reality. And, you know, I've met several, and they've been huge teachers for me because there were times in my life that I couldn't get out of my own way. You know, it was just
an ongoing feeling of stress and sadness. And, you know, then I learned that it's important not to bring that into every relationship that's out there that can really bring you positivity and teach you how to manage and maintain positivity in any circumstances. And, you know, there's a lot of work that you have to do if you find yourself just stuck. And that's all you can emit is that negative communication or just the poor me pity party. And that's not to discount, like, whatever you're going through, because we all have those moments. It's just a matter of perspective. So that's kind of what it is so important and critical is how do you maintain your perspective on every situation? And, you know, as I said, there's many different ways to put a disruptor in. There's essential oils that can help you, you know, just bounce right out of negativity or assist you when you're feeling badly. You know, like I had a very bad cold about a week and a half ago. I felt like I couldn't even breathe. And a lot of people in my area are experiencing this terrible cold. And, you know, I would wake up in the middle of the night and I felt like I couldn't breathe. And so I grabbed my essential oils and I would inhale this one essential oil that I actually get through doTERRA oils. You can get it on my website too, and it's called Breathe. And I also used peppermint oil as well because I was having a headache with it. So I would just inhale that and I started to be able to breathe. And I think about how powerful is that? You know, like I didn't have to take medicine. I didn't have to take pills. I didn't have to go to the doctor. I'm not saying this is for everybody and it will cure all colds, because there are some folks with different conditions or, you know, compromised immune systems that need help. But it helped me breathe. And I think that, you know, if you look at the overall spectrum of different essential oils, there's so many out there that can help you manage different conditions like stress and anxiety. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk some more about how to perform perspective therapy on yourself. Be right back.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around.
Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being on The Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today.
Have you seen 1111? Do you wonder why certain numbers keep showing up in your life? 11, 111, 22, 33, 444. People all over the world are seeing 1111 and learning the language of universal communication. Subscribe to 1111 Magazine today, 1111mag.com. 1111 Magazine is a bi-monthly online publication that offers a rich multi-sensory experience. Engage with experts and topics of consciousness. Become enlightened, empowered, and energized so you live a passionate and authentic life of conscious choices. 1111 Magazine, a daily staple for lifting the mindset, expanding the heart, and experiencing greater aliveness. 1111 Magazine. Order now at www.1111mag.com. 1111mag.com.
Are you looking for the keys to unlock the doors to excellent health, happiness, positive life experiences, success at work, wonderful relationships, and inner peace? You may think you won't ever find all of those keys that'll finally unlock the doors for good, but I can assure you that they're waiting to be discovered within you. The Mind Health Coach Program helps you journey within and open those doors that are blocking your way to a beautifully balanced life. We help you find the most natural and healthy holistic practices that work best for you and your lifestyle. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. A beautiful life is waiting to be discovered within you today. To learn more about our program, visit mindhealthcoach.com.
Awaken your soul through the intuitive arts of intuition, meditation, mediumship, and soul expansion. May 25th to 28th, Omega presents The Intuitive Arts, an interactive gathering to enhance your everyday life with new awareness. Guided by tutors of the prestigious Arthur Findlay College in England, you discover aspects of the ordinary that are not so ordinary after all. To receive 20% off, use discount code DREAM when you register for The Intuitive Arts at Omega. Learn more at eomega.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to the Mind Health Coach with your host, Leah Marie. You're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast, and you can hear my show, the Mind Health Coach program, on Dream Vision 7 Network, Radio Network, every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. I'd also welcome you to visit my website, mindhealthcoach.com. You can check out my coaching packages. You can, you know, also check out, I have a wonderful program that helps you learn about meditation. It has a lecture portion as well as daily practice. The studies are showing that 12 to 27 minutes per day helps your brain grow gray brain matter in the areas for learning, language, and compassion. And it also helps you avoid certain conditions like dementia. It lowers your blood pressure, that sort of thing, to meditate on a daily basis. So I have this program called Mooditations, and you can learn a lot about Mooditations at mooditations.com or also visit my website, mindhealthcoach.com, and learn more about daily meditation for overall wellness. And with that being said, I'm talking today about perspective therapy and how to manage stress and anxiety through perspective therapy. And so this is my own coined term. I don't know. I haven't done research to see if anyone else is using it, but it's something that I kind of came to when I was meditating the other day about how it is all about our perspective. And, you know, when we're challenged with different circumstances, I was sharing, you know, there's so many different things that can affect our perspective and bring us into a state of cyclical thinking that's negative and fear-based, and that's not really taking care of yourself, because every time you have a thought, every time your brain coordinates from a thought, you are experiencing results throughout your body from that thought. And that's very, very important to understand. So every time you have one thought, it goes through your body. The results of what you're thinking calls different things into your whole reality, and you experience a condition throughout your body. You have endorphins that are called in. So healing is within. It truly is within. And I often talk about this presentation I went to several years ago from an MD that it was a hip and knee surgeon that is local to my area. And I don't know if he, you know, is really into holistic practices. He seemed more like, you know, conventional, typical Western medicine kind of, excuse me, Eastern medicine kind of practitioner. But when he was speaking, he was talking about positive thinking for healing. And he was talking about his hip and knee surgery patients that actually focus on positive thoughts. And when they're focusing on positive thoughts after surgery, he would have check-ins with them. And those that were saying statements to him, you know, through the therapy of healing, the rehabbing, those that were saying things like, I can do this, you know, I'm feeling great, this is, you know, this is easy, I can get through this, I'm gonna get better. He could see on x-rays their healing was happening much faster. And those that were thinking thoughts like, I'm too old, I can't do this, I'm, you know, really just not able to do this, I don't feel good, they were thinking thoughts like this that were bringing them slower healing or, you know, not really healing at all. They were just having these negative, stressful thoughts. So you can see a video, if you go on my Facebook, too, that was recently published about this. It's really interesting how the body works. So when you think a thought, it creates, you know, a call to action in our brains, which then calls in endorphins. So if you're thinking negative thoughts, you get something activated called cortisol. So cortisol is great if we're, you know, trying to get ourselves out of a predicament, say, like it's a very primal endorphin. So when we were being chased by a dinosaur or something, or even in today's world, if you were caught, like under a car or something, cortisol will give you that extra adrenaline to, you know, people have been able to lift things that they never could lift if they were just, you know, in a normal state of being. The cortisol production helps us get out of sticky situations. But we can also set up a dialogue in our brain and a wiring system that will call cortisol constantly. And so chronic cortisol production can be our norm. And when it is our norm, it is something that brings in autoimmune disorders. It activates the autoimmune disorders. It activates things that cause inflammation in the body. So inflammation in the body is connected to dementia, to blood pressure, to heart disease, to diabetes. So when you're thinking these negative thoughts and you have this perspective that, oh, you know, everything's a problem and I'm so worried about this, I'm so worried about that, you actually are destroying yourself. You're not loving and caring for yourself. You are taking action just by thinking to put yourself in harm's way. And so it's so critical that you observe yourself and you step back from it all. And you take a different perspective. You say, you know what, it's just like choosing not to smoke, right? A lot of us have made the choice of not smoking or, you know, not drinking or not doing a drug, staying away from unhealthy foods. It's also got to be your thinking. It has to be part of that health plan, you know, for overall well-being, your thoughts. Thought management, your perspective therapy has to be part of that self-care plan. So when you're looking at yourself and you're stepping back and you're saying, you know what, I really got upset this week over X, Y, and Z. Now, I don't want everybody to get upset about being upset. That's not where this whole discussion is supposed to be going. It's not about getting yourself upset over being upset. It's about acknowledging the fact that, okay, I am taking on a lot of stress and anxiety just from my thoughts. I'm thinking about things. I'm obsessive about this. I'm, you know, obsessing about my finances. I'm really like having these thoughts all week long about, you know, this person that in my life that's doing things that aren't healthy for them. Well, as I said earlier in the conversation here, the presentation of when people are affected by others' actions, that how can they get out if they don't have those lifelines and the strength around them? So that's kind of what you have to remember, that you're doing yourself and whomever is in your small group of really close people in your life, your tribe. If you stand in your strength, if you maintain that positivity, somehow you're going to be that guiding light. And it may not be right away, it may not be on your terms, but if you stay in that space and you keep sending out love and you provide yourself with a lot of love and care, then you are the guiding light. So that's one reason to kind of focus on your perspective therapy. But, you know, the main reason is to ensure that you live a healthy, happy life. That's your responsibility here. When we are in the space of negativity, we're not doing the planet any good. And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, what's my purpose? What is my purpose here on planet Earth? And, you know, a lot of people are thinking, oh, I've got to write a book. I've got to do a radio show. And you know, that's great. That's wonderful if you do that. And, you know, I feel like my purpose is multifaceted, and I think all of us have multifaceted purposes in life. It's not just one thing that I'm doing in this world, but the number one thing that my purpose is self-care and self-love, because that's going to allow me to expand and do other things. If you're not in that space of self-care and self-love, and you you keep engaging in things that aren't allowing you to help your life purpose, then you're going to get to the end, and you're going to be saying to yourself, how did I get through this life? It's already done, and here I am. I mean, a lot of us want to know, what would we say on our day of death? What would we be, you know, stating from our deathbed? And it all comes down to things like, I need to have changed my perspective on a lot of things. I shouldn't have been so hard about that. I shouldn't have been so hard on myself about this. I shouldn't have been so hard on others about what they were doing. So, you know, it's comes down to that type of thinking when you're on your last leg. And so if we kind of put ourselves in that space, I'm not saying, you know, focus on what the last moments of your life are, but if you kind of take a moment and say to yourself, well, where would I want to be? What would my thoughts be? What would my perspective be when I was about to take my last breath? Would I be happy with all of the actions I took and all of the thoughts I had? And that's what it's really about. Like, that's, we can create, we're co-creators. And we co-create by what our thoughts are. So, you know, it's a lot of people think, oh, that's so cliche, you know, you're not able to just think of things and then they come in, you know, we're not manifesting, like, you know, you just press a button in your brain and then you manifest. Actually, you are. And it's just that you need to understand all the inner workings in order to come to that realization. When you are co-creating, you're co-creating from a space of thought. So your thoughts are creating, like I said, different scenarios in your body. You can actually have positive thoughts that bring you healing. You can have thoughts that bring you sickness. So it starts there. And, you know, as I said, it doesn't have to be like you're this genius that creates, like, the next Amazon. That would be wonderful if you could do that. Or, you know, that you're creating a solution for the oceans, you know, overcoming the issues of plastic in the ocean. You know, we'd all love for these things to be healed. Your purpose, though, number one purpose, is for yourself, having those positive thoughts and perspective for yourself, and work from there. And, you know, like we've often heard about, oh, you know, you change, you work on yourself, you change the types of relationships you bring in. And it's so true, because when you're in that space of thinking negative thoughts and thinking negative about yourself and not concerned about self-love and self-care, you allow different things into your life that are not loving, that are not promoting love. I find it difficult when I hear people say, well, you drew that in, you know. You're allowing it, though. It's about boundaries, too. So when your perspective is of a space that I am going to keep my whole reality and perspective that comes in front of me totally in the best positive light, then you don't allow those negative things to come in, those really negative people and sources of negative energy that affect your reality. So we're going to take another break, and we'll be right back. I'm going to address a couple more of these issues, and if you have any questions, as I said, you can email me at info@mindhealthcoach.com or set up a coaching session as well. We'll be right back.
Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being on the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Are you looking for the keys to unlock the doors to excellent health, happiness, positive life experiences, success at work, wonderful relationships, and inner peace? You may think you won't ever find all of those keys that'll finally unlock the doors for good, but I can assure you that they're waiting to be discovered within you. The Mind Health Coach Program helps you journey within and open those doors that are blocking your way to a beautifully balanced life. We help you find the most natural and healthy holistic practices that work best for you and your lifestyle. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. A beautiful life is waiting to be discovered within you today. To learn more about our program, visit mindhealthcoach.com.
When you learn the language of the energy body, every part of you responds like a plant reaching toward light. Lauren Walker, creator of Energy Medicine Yoga, shares basic techniques to balance your body in a workshop at Omega, May 11th to 13th. Experience the power of Energy Medicine Yoga and learn to align your body with its own innate energetic power. For 20% off, use discount code DREAM when you register for Energy Medicine Yoga at Omega. Learn more at eomega.org.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Stroll through the garden, relax by the lake, or try a daily yoga or movement class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I've built my life around you. But time makes you bolder, even children get older.
Welcome back to the Mind Health Coach Program. This is Leah Marie, your host, and you're listening to a Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast. My show is broadcast every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can learn more about my show and other shows at dreamvision7radio.com. And I welcome you to visit my website, mindhealthcoach.com. I have a lot of different things going on. I want to share with all of you a wonderful event that I'm doing in conjunction with my daytime job. I actually work for a company that provides elder care services, and we do a lot of care for people that have dementia, and you know, they're mostly from the geriatric population. So we actually have a CE program that I will be presenting along with my CEO, David Anthony, and we're going to be holding this event. It actually has a CEU attached to it for social workers. The event's going to take place on June 5th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the center at Westwoods, which is in Westwood, Massachusetts. So if you're anywhere near Westwood, Massachusetts, this is a phenomenal event. And even if you want to travel, I mean, this will be a lot of fun. We do everything from yoga to Ayurveda, Ayurvedic practices for self-care. I present a lot of information. We do a meditation. We do emotional freedom technique. We talk about aromatherapy. The program's about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes, and the grounds are just amazing at the center of Westwoods. It's really a spectacular venue. We are going to be holding this particular training in the meditation hall at the center at Westwoods, and you can check out the center at Westwoods online, and you can also contact me at info@mindhealthcoach.com to learn more. But if you are a social worker and you want to get some holistic stress management training, this is really a great, great resource. And if you are an elder care professional, I invite you as well. And if you're a family member that's caring for somebody with dementia and you want to learn about ways to manage your stress, caregiver stress, all of you are welcome. I just need to get an RSVP. And as I said, you can let me know your name and address, phone number through my email, and you can go to info@mindhealthcoach.com, or you can go to the website mindhealthcoach.com and enter in the contact page and just let me know your name, number, how many people are coming. As I said, this is a really great training. We do it for the Alzheimer's Association a lot. I just spoke with my colleague, David Anthony, at the Rhode Island Alzheimer's Association education event. And we had about 100 people in attendance there. We've done it across many states, this particular training for different people that are professionals in the field of elder care that are also specific to Alzheimer's and dementia care. And so it's really, really a great, great training, and I welcome you all to sign up for it. We do have a minimum amount of people that we can have attend because the building, you know, houses about 100 people. So the sooner the better that you get back to us about coming to the center at Westwoods on June 5th. It's from 4 to 6. That's Tuesday evening, and it's from 4 to 6. And there's actually a labyrinth that's outside that's amazing. It takes about 45 minutes to walk through the labyrinth on the grounds, and it's unbelievable. It's like a reproduction of a Tibetan labyrinth and overseas, and it's a really great experience. And then there are about 70 acres on the property. There's a well that you can go down into that has a platform, and you can chant, like if you're down there meditating and chanting, it echoes. It's just amazing. Some people go down there and they do some yoga. It's pretty cool. So that's the venue for June 5th, and it's from 4 to 6 p.m., the center at Westwoods. You can contact me about this event at info@mindhealthcoach.com. And before we went to break, I was talking about perspective therapy and how to help manage your stress and anxiety, worrisome thinking, you know, everything from grief to, the loss, grief caused by the loss of someone you love and care about, to, just financial stress and that sort of thing, relationship stress. It takes time. It takes work. I'm not saying that you discount any of those feelings and emotions because they're important to acknowledge, but it's important to also get out of the stages of just focusing on that because you're still alive. You're still here. You still have purpose. And as I said, you know, not everybody's purpose is to go write a book or, you know, solve the world's problems, but you do have purpose here in any aspect in your life that you're working on. Is it's part of your purpose to improve, to enhance, to have soul growth. So, you know, some of us are like, oh, I'm not making any headway in life. I feel like I'm doing nothing. And it stresses us out. It causes us anxiety. And so that's where you have to find your channel. You have to find your channel that will bring you feelings of purposefulness. So, you know, I work with people that have dementia and the elderly population, and a lot of them have said to me, why am I still here? You know, people that are usually not the people that haven't had the cognitive issues of dementia that'll bring this up. But a lot of people will say, I'm 90-something years old. I don't really have anything I can do anymore. I don't know why I'm still here. And I'm a burden on my family. And it's a really sad thing to hear for me. So what I've done, and if you know anybody that's having these thoughts, it's good to really acknowledge what they're going through, because they still do have purpose. And I always say, all right, well, what can I do for this person to help them? And, I've actually brought them plants. I've brought certain people that have said this to me, a plant. And it happened a lot when I was teaching meditation out in different facilities that I would hear this over and over again. So I would bring them a plant and I would say, okay, well, your purpose today is to take care of and nurture this plant and love this plant. And when you're breathing, know that this plant is receiving that gift from you. So, yeah, you think you're a burden to your family. You think that, you're just causing them stress and anxiety. But, your family, whatever state they're in, that's their issue. And a lot of families that I come across, it's amazing the love that they feel for their loved ones, that their parents, and the parents don't even realize how much they are loved by their adult children. And they're stressing that they're too much of a burden, that they're, they wish they weren't causing all of this stress and anxiety to their family, and that they would just go. And, they're not realizing how much they're appreciated and loved. So I oftentimes will talk to them about that. So it's important to let those folks in your life know how much they are loved and cared about. And, I know we all have busy days. We all, are concerned about what's right in front of us. And it's really important that you take some time, though, and, those people that you know that are sitting in a facility that are part of your world, but you don't oftentimes get to because of your daily demands, just pick up the phone and let them know how much you care about them and love them, because a lot of them are sitting there wondering, what am I doing? Why am I here? And, bringing a plant is a really great thing to do, a live plant, not just flowers, because then it's something they can nurture. We all want to nurture. We all have something, an innate need to nurture. And, it's nurturing ourselves and then nurturing others. And we all want to do good for the world. It's something that is in a lot of us. And even people that we view as, being really difficult or people that have mental illnesses, they do want to nurture on some level. And if we bring it into their existence, I've seen some interesting videos about there's prison programs where they bring in dogs that are stray dogs, and, next thing you know, they're like really nurturing this dog, and they're learning something that they never had probably before in their existence, and they're learning, how do I take care of another in love? And this dog is providing so much love back. And I think that's really, instead of judging people, I think that's really a great program. Yes, this person's done wrong in their life, they're paying their dues, but when they're in that type of a program and showing the love and receiving the love, it's bringing them to another level and an understanding and helping them grow. And, back to your own personal situation, though, it's critical that you take on whatever you're experiencing in your reality and put things in perspective. That's your priority, is to put things in perspective. So whatever's coming your way, you acknowledge it. You take it, you grasp it in your hands and you say, okay, I acknowledge this problem. I acknowledge this situation. And what can I do to maintain my self-love and self-care in order to, either manage the situation or resolve the situation or back away from the situation? Some things we need to back away from and, love from a distance. It's not that we would back away and just send hate that direction, whatever direction that is. You back away and you love from a distance. And understanding that that boundary is necessary because of your need for self-care. And it's a perspective of, yes, I'm still sending love, I'm still, you know, sending healing, but I needed to back away because it was interfering with my self-preservation. And when you come from that perspective, you're really loving and respecting yourself. And so I think that sometimes we get so wired in, though, and I know that sometimes, because I've been there myself, you get so wired into thinking, you know, the world is coming to an end for you because of a circumstance. And circumstances are just that. They're just that time and space. So being present when you're out of it, when you're out of that circumstance, being in that present moment that's not in that same energy is critical. So finding the space in nature, finding the space with a friend or a pet or essential oils and meditating too will bring you that healing and bring you that perspective therapy. Thank you for listening to the Mind Health Coach Program. As I said, June 5th from 4 to 6 at the Center of Westwoods in Westwoods, Massachusetts is going to be a great night of holistic stress management. And if you're an elder care professional or you are a caregiver, please join us. You can email me at info@mindhealthcoach.com for more information. Thanks so much. I'll see you next time on the Mind Health Coach Program.
Thank you for tuning in to the Mind Health Coach with your host, Leah Marie. Come join us next time as we journey into the discovery of natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. Mind Health Coach is a Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast. To learn more about us, visit mindhealthcoach.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 radio network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.